I am born pure. Spices cloud my expression. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am born pure. Spices cloud my expression. How interesting. What are these spices that cloud my expression? Well, I'm born pure. And then I allow spicy foods and spicy things to sort of destroy my taste buds so that I no longer taste the natural glory of the food, the natural sensitiveness of the water, the pureness of the water. I've got to have some lemon in the water, or I've got to have, I go to a restaurant and I say, put some lemon in my water. You know, and how silly. The pure natural water, and then I say, give me coffee, give me tea, give me these things. Well, there's nothing wrong with coffee and tea and those things, but what they are is they're making impure, if you will, the water. The water is pure. The water is pure. And when we drink just water, and it's not just water, when we drink the pure water, then our bodies are blessed. They say, hooray, I'm in my natural element. And then we have some various foods, some salads or meat and potatoes or whatever things that we eat. And we want to put salad dressing on the salad. We want to change the natural flavor of the salad materials and make them some other flavor. Or we want to take our meats and take meat sauces and put them on there. Ketchup and mustard and other sauces that are going to spice up our meat. And on our potatoes, we don't eat them straight. We want to put butter on top of them. We want to put salt and pepper. We want to spice up our world. Now, sometimes there's a benefit to that. Mexicans who live in a primitive back area have foods that they enjoy very much, very spicy, because they did not have the refrigeration that they needed and wanted. They did not have all of the care that they could take for their foods to keep them fresh and vital until they want to enjoy eating them. And so they salted them, or they spiced them, and they spiced them so strongly that the food could never destroy them, but the spices sure did. The spices did something to them that makes them sort of unhappy. It took away their taste buds, those sensitive, very, very sensitive buds in the tongue, in the mouth, in the digestive system. The taste buds that inform the body that this is good or this is not good or this is beneficial or this is not beneficial for you. Yeah. I'm born pure, and spices cloud my expression. We can take that into other areas too, not just eating. We are delighting in sitting on a swing, and the swing gently rocks us back and forth. But we get excited. Push harder, push harder. And up we go, and down we go, and up we go, and we scream and holler with the excitement of the spicy attitude of going higher and higher with the swing, of going on the roller coaster, of going down the rapids. Oh, many people shy away from those exciting spices of life, but nonetheless they get into other spices of life. They get into the spice of saying, I'm sick. They get into the spice of saying, I'm unhappy. They get into the spice of having their nose in other people's business and saying, oh, they're not good people, they're not doing the right thing, or they're not being happy with the world around them. Well, you see, when we live in our natural state of beingness, our natural state of equilibrium, all is in balance and harmony. We are like a gyroscopic top that is always upright. It's spinning and delighting in its world, but it's always upright. And when the the spin of the gyroscope is declining. Slowly the top falls over and spins no more. This is how we are. We get so accustomed to the speed and the spices of life that they destroy our natural ability to enjoy what is really there. When we can enjoy I Like Me and know that our body is the temple of the living spirit, when we can say all is right with my world, when we can look out of our eyes and see good and only good, then we know that we have good and only good within us. When we look upon our world and we see it as an expression of love and harmony and peace, when we look around us and we do not see people in conflict with one another, but we see people in delight with one another, we do not see people trying to take off weight and put on weight, we do not see people buying newer and different glasses, we do not see people going out and having sort of all these amenities that help to improve their way of living. We see everyone whole and perfect right now, including ourselves, and starting with ourselves. And as we do that, we no longer need these external spices to make life more challenging, interesting, and charming. We have that internal purity as our absolute spice of life. And when I say I live in my original purity and integrity, we are living in the most beautiful, if I can quote, spice, that ever existed. For we are living in a world of harmony, a world of peace, a world of love, a world that never ends. And as we live in this world that never ends, it is a world of purity. It is a world of the divine. It is a world of joy. It is a world that says everything is good and very good. Today I make that decision for myself as the absolute philosopher. I choose the spices that will spice my life. And it's strange, I know, but I say, I choose the spice of peace. I choose the spice of harmony. I choose the spice of right action. I choose the spice of joy. I choose the spice of smiles. Wow-wee! Yes, indeed I do. I choose the spice of all that is uplifting and beautiful and good. And as I choose this spice, it is my reality. It is who I am. It is what I am. This day I make my choice of the spices that are to be the most important thing in my world. And the spices are the joy of living in the now. And that joy of living in the now is something that only I can make the decision to experience. Only I can take my vision, my choice, away from the spices that make life different, tingling, that destroy the taste buds, which are my natural perceptors, which destroy my eyes and says that they age. Eyes that are always looking at peace and goodness and love never age. Taste buds that are always tasting the original purity and integrity of anything never are destroyed, never are washed away. The natural elements of my body that I am born with and that I continually speak good words about, I like me, I like me, I like me. Those natural things take my life and raise it to the level of heaven, raise it to the level of bliss right now. And there is no comparison. There is no saying the bliss is just the most wonderful ketchup in the world, the most wonderful meat sauce in the world, the most wonderful salad dressing in the world. No. Bliss is universal peace and love and joy right now. And that's who I am. Really, that's who I am. That's all I know, and that's all I want to know. I am born pure, and that's all that matters. I love you. I love you. I love you.